whosoever hears this audio, if they be worthy, shall possess the inside human and superhuman abilities of the world's mightiest metahumans. Accompanying this journey of high quality nerd commentary, we got my man Colton, aka Peter Parker. Told you to be.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all?
That's what you got?
Yeah, that's all I got right now.
Yo, we also have the greatest engineer in the entire multiverse, my man Gassy. What's up?
Yo, yo.
Yes, sir. And, you know, it's your boy Dennis, a.k.a. Old Dirty Dennis, a.k.a. African-American Adam, a.k.a. POC Adam, a.k.a. Cop Man. And I'm gonna reference this later on in the episode. Yo, welcome to another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast, fellas. What's going on? What's up?
I'm still laughing at that Cop Man shit, because
I know exactly where I'm going. Okay,
cool. That's one of my issues.
Cool. So, Gas, how you feeling before we jump in?
Yeah, I'm chilling. Let's pop into it.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to have right into this. We are talking Black Adam. You know what I mean? The hierarchy of power has changed.
The DC universe is about to change.
It's changed yet again.
It didn't, but it absolutely did. It's so weird because he's the CEO of Disney. I mean, not Disney, it's of
Warner, WWE. Nigga. Like, he definitely owned that shit.
Warner Discovery. The Rock is the CEO of Warner Discovery.
Low key?
Because he just made mad decisions on his own.
Made shit happen.
He, like, I said this on the pod, and niggas laughed when I said The Rock, literally,
You was spitting.
During this entire merger, just sounds like he controls the company now. Because it was just like, everyone else was like, damn, everything's up in the air now. And he was just like, Black Adam coming out in November.
It was like,
don't make sure you guys get your tickets, because I'm copping 1,500 tickets for everybody who's here right now. I was like, nah, that nigga's way too confident for a nigga who's about to lose his job, unless he's not about to lose his job and he's the CEO.
Yo, you know what it feels like? It feels like, you know that scene in Dark Knight Rises, when this is one of my favorite scenes, when Bane puts his hand on that nigga's shoulder and he's like, yo, do you feel in charge?
Do you feel in charge?
I feel like he did that with Zaslav.
Yeah, he was like, you know what? Here go three more movies.
Yo, imagine a rock put his hand on your shoulder, my nigga.
Yeah, nah. Don't touch me. Leave me alone.
Black Adam coming out soon, nigga. Like, whatever you want.
Don't touch me. The DC universe is about to change.
So let's talk about it. Start it off.
Boom. My first... Well...
We can start with the hate. We'll get to the love.
We can start with the hate.
Yeah.
So my hate is... The Justice Society.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck are they? Like, you get on, like, that's gonna be like a real like criticism.
Yeah.
Because like, while I watched the trailer and I was like, oh, these niggas kind of acting their asses off in these trailers. These is the actors. They finna be acting. It was like they were acting, and I was like, oh, wow, I have no emotional connection to anything that they're talking about, so I don't give a fuck. This is crazy, actually, right now. So they kind of found a way to make a bunch of great actors who were actually pretty good in the movie be weird. It was just like they were like thrown in, and I don't know. It was just like they were just thrown in.
So here are two of my gripes off the top. And the first one isn't a Black Adam specific. It is a Hollywood trope when it comes to... It's like the Power Ranger effect. Mm-hmm. My nigga Dr. Fate, Pierce Brosnan. Loved him. But why the fuck would this nigga keep taking his helmet off? Every goddamn scene, he'd have the helmet on for like 2 seconds and take it off. It was like, yo, I get it. You're the Green Ranger. Fine. Like, move on, my nigga. Like, every fucking scene this nigga gets... It was annoying. It's Spider-Man does the same shit. This nigga... Yo, you're not rich and you're trying to keep your secret identity, but you won't keep your fucking mask on, bro. Like, he refused. One of my major gripes is this nigga Cop Man. Son, what is up with your boy Hawkman, bro? Like, this nigga was a cop, son. This nigga was the Federales, nigga.
Let's talk about that, because...
was not fucking with that.
From my fucking, like, understanding, they showed this nigga in a kente cloth suit when I first seen him. And I'm like, oh, what's up, brother? My royal black brother?
Nah, son.
What you doing out here in the streets?
Nah.
With your kente cloth, looking fine, looking good, brother? And then he calls Amanda Waller.
Oh, this nigga is snitch.
Yo, what I said. What I said.
Yo, Cole and Cole, you know from just that phrase, nigga, that the nigga calls Amanda Waller and they are cool. And I was like, oh my God.
What did I say? Cop in, my nigga.
But then you remember, oh, this is a The Rock movie. So even if they told us he evil, he actually the good guy.
Yeah.
And everybody else is evil.
Bad, son.
Okay, I understand that now.
Yo, they literally flipped it on his head.
Second gripe. Fuck them kids. What was that child doing in this movie? I didn't need him there. I know they needed him for the kids.
Yeah,
but he didn't need to be there at all.
If that movie was real, he died way early into that movie
too many times. Like, absolutely way too many.
There was
times.
Trained killers after this nigga. He was skateboarding by them, bro.
This nigga
get
was
the fuck
Tony
out of
Hawk.
Here, son.
He was doing ollies over.
I would have shot this nigga mid melancholy, nigga.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous to say the least. What's another like bad thing? Oh, the CGI fights didn't bother me that crazy, but it was very noticeable.
It felt like, very like, Adobe After Effects.
It was like, ah, I see that y'all got some interns in there.
Yeah.
And I like that because they working hard.
They working. They working.
I can see it. I can see it. But it's way better than what they first showed us.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So they could have cooked that villain up a little bit more.
Bro.
The nigga just popped out.
He was... forgettable
and did nothing
as fuck.
For real. You know what? You know what's the Marvel equivalent of the villain here? Eternals. It was like the Eternals villain.
You
I'm
know
not
what's
even
the,
joking.
You know what's the even bigger equivalent?
What's up?
Thor: The Dark World.
Yo, dead ass. He was like the son that was in the
yeah.
entire movie,
yeah.
and you didn't care.
Did not give a fuck.
And it was like a great actor, but it was so boring.
Did not give
like,
a fuck,
and,
bro.
And let's see, what's another bad thing? It's just that this movie,
you know what's crazy?
Told us Black Adam wasn't a hero so many times that at some point I was like, what if he's not a hero?
Yeah, you know what it felt like? It felt like those 90s, like cheesy 90s movies
yes.
where it's just like they kept repeating. It's like, yo, bro, we get it. He's bad. We get it. Like he plays the line. Like he's dangerous. Like we get it. But he's not totally evil. He's still kind of noble. We get it, bro. Like they just kept harkening in
yeah.
on that, and it was just like, yo. But I will say, shout out to The Rock.
I was gonna say, let's go to the good.
I'm gonna shout out The Rock because one thing we all talked about here before about The Rock and his acting prowess.
Is that it's not there.
It's not there. And
in
this
what?
Movie,
he's
it
worked.
He cared. He actually
it
cared.
It worked. He did
and
just
he actually
enough.
Was the
it
Rock
was
Adam.
Enough. Yeah, exactly.
And that's a compliment.
Yes, it was just enough.
Like
I didn't hate it. I was
it
just
was
like oh, okay.
It blew all my expectations away of what I like. He was the star.
Yeah.
Like he was the click. Like, besides Pierce Brosnan, amazing.
Yes.
Amazing guy. He was the star.
Yeah.
And
it
was it
as good
crazy.
As the shit when he was the chef? And he was going through the wood?
Nah.
It wasn't as good as that?
But
oh,
it's
okay,
close.
Right.
It's close. And I only say
that's
it's
a
close.
Good-ass movie.
The only reason why I say it's close
I'm gonna
is
watch
because
that tonight, actually.
I watched that nigga not be The Rock for most of that movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, he wasn't The Rock.
No,
but
I'm
he was
saying,
hilarious.
I'm
it
talking
was
about. I'm talking about in Black Adam. I watched him not be The Rock for most of that movie. There
that's
was parts where he just came out and it was The Rock again.
Mm.
But most of the movie,
he did
solid. He was Teth
he did
Adam, solid. Nigga.
Yeah, he was
and
solid.
I was like,
I was shocked.
Like this, nigga.
I was shocked.
You doing some acting. You took some classes. But then again, when a nigga has been casted for 15 years,
you
might
got
as well
time, nigga.
Be better than what niggas thought you was going to be. You better goddamn be better than what niggas thought you was going to be.
You
better
fly in real life, nigga.
Another
like,
good thing, Pierce Brosnan. Dr. Fate.
Nice.
Was dope
nice.
As fuck.
Nice.
I need some type of DC magical shit going
honestly,
on.
Honestly, like
hey,
I love his whole character. Like I said, my literally the only gripe is bro, like what the fuck? Like,
why you keep taking your
son,
helmet off?
Like, yo,
you
like,
can't
what's up with
you? Though. Like you technically
exactly.
can't.
What the fuck? Like
nigga,
it only
yo,
comes
Jamal.
Off like what once a year or
nigga,
some shit? Like, bro, you took it off.
Nigga
12
was
times,
taking
son.
His helmet off like they
every
was
time
beats.
He went to sit, son, this nigga just
he
took
was taking
helmet
them shits off like they was your headphones on your head. Like, I'm not even joking.
That
nigga would just be like wallet.
Son.
And he'd be like, ah, too much power. Let me take this shit off real quick. And just like
flip it off.
Like it was overheating, son.
I was like, that's not how this works.
Yo, and I think that's even more reason why I fuck with this nigga Pierce Brosnan. Cause he was like, yo, put in my contract that niggas gotta see me. Like
dead ass. I need them to see my handsome. I need them to see my handsome British face.
You see these grays, nigga? I need them to see this. I need the old shorties to see this.
His accent was also fucking weird. Yo. I was like, yo. Cause I think he's British, right?
He is.
But he was doing some type of accent.
Some sauce on it, son.
I think he was trying to be American, but then ended up sounding like Australian and French at the same time.
He was putting some sauce.
But
he was putting some sauce.
He acted his ass off.
No, he did. I really enjoyed his character.
And
Copman.
I like Copman. He let me down. Bro, I'm gonna be real. Like I fucked with him until he just started revealing how much of a police officer he was.
I literally just felt like me. Yo, you know why I knew this nigga was a cop? When Shorty was telling him, like, yo, look how y'all treating Black Adam. And he's here trying to help the people. I was like, whoa. Cop man.
First of all, lady.
She was like, yo, y'all never came to help us before. But now that we got Black Adam here, now y'all niggas want to arrest him. I was like,
crazy how I was looking at him like, as a black brother, I feel like you don't understand.
Yo.
Do you not understand oppression? Like, I get that you're royalty and shit, but... God damn, brother.
Nah,
you
know, I wasn't fucking with Copman,
so
bro.
He was moving very wild.
He was moving very fella Rollis.
But they needed a trick villain that actually ended up being the real villain.
Yeah.
Like the Justice Society ended up being carrying the villain work until they cooked up the demon in the last second.
Yeah.
And then that was kind of anticlimactic as fuck. And... But, you know, Superman.
I did kind of like Adam Smasher a little bit. Like, he was a little, like, I think before I saw the movie, they did it. And I just want to put this out
there. He was a little funny.
Yeah, I want to put this out there for actors, period. If you jump into a superhero role, my nigga, I know they're giving you money. But read a comic. Like, just any comic. Yo, they interviewed this nigga and they were like, yo, who would Adam Smasher team up with or some shit? And he was like,
the Hulk.
No, yo, this nigga was like, my family over there. Yo, what's up? Yo, this nigga literally said that, my nigga.
Oh,
this nigga did not have a single answer.
A wrong answer.
No, exactly. He
just was like, oh my.
Yo, my family.
What up?
My family.
Cousin.
Over
here. Yo, cousin, come over here. Answer this question.
That was the wildest shit I've ever fucking. This nigga could have just said Superman, nigga.
Yo,
just
I'm gonna be real.
Names, huh?
He was. Kind of so dumb in this shit in the movie theater. I looked up if Adam Smasher was stupid. Like, I looked up like, yo, is the Adam Smasher, like, is his character bio some kind of idiot nigga? Like, and I was like, wow, he's not.
Yo,
that's interesting.
I can't believe, yo, please.
Shout out Cyclone.
Yo, how do you even get the role and like do research for the role if you don't even read a what did you do?
Yo, he did the LeBron James, the first page. He was like, every time an executive walked up, he was on
page
the first
one.
Page. Like, yo, I'm reading this shit. Yo, Adam Smash is dope. I love how he turns big. Yo.
Yo, that was the most ridiculous thing, like, for me. Was just, yo, bro, read a comic. Just one. Like, you don't gotta be a nerd. Just one.
The
just
best
one,
we son. Got out of this, like I said, is Superman.
Yo,
shout out Henry Cavill just popping out of nowhere.
Yo, that's why I gotta give praise to The Rock. This nigga made it happen.
Again,
son.
That is the only reason this movie got a 3.
Yo,
that The Rock being good.
Yo,
look, one star
happen,
is Henry
son.
Cavill. 2 stars and also maybe a Man of Steel in the future. 2 stars is The Rock exceeded my expectations.
Okay,
and the 3rd star is because. That one scene of The Rock flying mad fast and they have like the weird angle on his head.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That shit had me weak in the theater every time.
I'm gonna share that.
And also the way he was killing niggas. I was fucking with it.
I'm gonna share that start with him doing that and also him getting rid of Walter Hamada. We've been calling for that nigga's
sir.
Head on this fucking podcast for like a year, nigga.
He did it for us.
Fucking got it, nigga.
We love it. We love to see
3 stars,
you,
nigga.
3 stars, nigga. Amazing movie. Amazing shitty movie, man. We love to see it.
3 fucking
and
stars,
he
nigga.
He really did change the hierarchy
he
of the
sure
DC
fucking
universe.
Did. He
but not
He didn't say in the movie.
Superhero way. He meant like in the actual actual studio.
Niggas, that was the Okie doke, nigga. He did not mean in the DCU, nigga.
This
he meant
nigga behind. Force these niggas to bring Aquaman, Ben Affleck, Batman, and Henry Cavill, Superman back.
Nigga. I want you to think about that for a second. This nigga Henry Cavill was done with that shit. This nigga went to Netflix. He had a series. The Witcher was popping, nigga. This nigga got that? The role back. He left, nigga. Are you serious?
Yeah. He was like, Superman again, nigga. Yeah, y'all fuck crazy? This shit.
Like, I'm the
Witcher.
Man of Steel.
I love The Witcher, but these niggas don't even listen to me. Yo, did you read? We're gonna have a Witcher episode.
Yeah,
but
he basically told Netflix, yo, suck my dick. I'm Man of Steel now.
I'm leaving. I'm Superman. Nigga had the curl everywhere the same weekend.
Yo. He had the Instagram video out next day, son.
He said, and The Rock is in the background, like Shook Knight holding up like cards. He was like, oh, I'm just so happy to be back, guys. I just love my DC family, and hopefully, you know, we can work on Superman. And then when the camera cut, The Rock was like, that's amazing. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go and do 5,000 push-ups.
A bald-headed Superman wouldn't be that bad.
That's a black Superman. That's a black Adamus. He basically said, "I'm bald-headed Superman." Nigga.
Facts.
I mean, The Rock is Superman.
I can't lie. The way Black Adam is moving,
it was crazy though. It was crazy though. That's the one thing I was.
What the fuck is Shazam finna do, nigga? I was thinking about that. Him and his goddamn family of children.
Deadass. I was watching that movie, like when that intro fight where he was just like taking shit out, and then he went outside in the sand, taking out the helicopters and shit. And the slow motions when they were like moving the missiles and shit.
I was like, oh.
I was like, all right, I fuck with Shazam.
But what he going to do?
Moving like this.
That nigga needs to. Hopefully, that next movie shows some upgrade. Yo, for real. Besides the suit.
Yo, he's not moving like
he's
that.
He's going to get killed. Him and his family's going to get worked.
When he took out the mercenaries
son,
in the shop,
I was
nigga,
like, okay.
This nigga was all moving crazy. He was moving crazy. I got to give it to him.
I love that. Crazy. And that's why it also got 3 stars technically to me.
Yeah.
Because I was honestly, like, every action part, I enjoyed.
Honestly, it would have gotten a 3.5 if, because they did say that they had to take out like 9 brutal scenes because it would have been rated R.
The brutal scenes?
Yeah. They were like, yo, we had like 9 more like fighting, like killing scenes with this nigga Black Adam. And they were like, it couldn't be PG-13 with these scenes.
My homie Bolu said it best. There's a good movie in there somewhere.
Right.
Like, and I feel like that's the best phrase to explain this because it's not a bad movie.
It's not.
But there's a good movie in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's just, we don't have any emotional connections to the JSA or we don't know who they are.
I don't give a fuck,
real.
Honestly.
And they made Hawkman, who's one of the coolest characters when it comes to like reincarnation shit.
A full fucking fed
black police officer.
Oh my, this nigga was
that
mad
was like
to the
ODing, like to the point where like his team was like, "Yo, maybe chill a little bit." And nigga. He was like, "No, we have to fucking stop this." And I was like, "Oh my,
we gotta follow the rules." It was like, "All right, bro."
And then,
then
it was obvious that The Rock's fucking contract was kicking in.
Yeah,
because he couldn't be a fucking villain for real. He was a villain for like a good 5 minutes when he woke up.
Yo,
and then he
honestly,
was good.
He's literally a good guy.
So
he's just a good guy that kills. That's
like,
literally all it is.
Yeah, there's a good movie in there somewhere, and then they didn't cook the villain enough. Like the villain had no point.
He was just someone for The Rock to punch. Honestly, that's literally all it was. Like I don't even remember him. Honestly,
they can go up from here. That's what I will say.
They can
get better.
100%. I will say that is my takeaway from the movie when I left was like, oh, if The Rock gets to move like this in the movie. And this is where we're going with DC, like going forward. It's possible these niggas could kind of get back on track. Like, because at least it feels like The Rock listens to fans. You know what I'm saying?
And James Gunn is in control.
Okay,
now.
We could talk about that too. Now, when I heard the news, I was a little because
he's a hack, but he's a fun hack.
He's a fun hack. But the thing is, one of the things I do like about DC is the seriousness of it versus like a Marvel. I don't want 2 Marvels. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want it to be... Because his movies are good. I like Guardians. I love Guardians, and I love the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, true.
But they're kind of the same type of movie, where it's like, it's violence, but it's super fun violence. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And putting him in charge of a universe, my nigga. I don't want Superman being like that. I don't think he's gonna be
the nigga that makes the Superman movie though. He's gonna keep making Suicide Squads and not shit even like that.
He's like the Kevin Feige though. He's their creative.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. He don't just add too many dick jokes.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't want that.
I totally understand. Because like I said, he's a hack. He's a fun hack.
Exactly.
But like a fun hack means that you might get 100 dick jokes.
Exactly. You don't want that. It's one thing to have it in a movie. It's another thing to be the universe.
And like a Superman and a Batman movie, they're just making jokes and like, man.
Bro, I don't want that. No. I mean, how many other people would you offer that job? It's not like I take nothing away from his creativity.
The Rock. You offer The Rock that job because he already got it.
He's already the CEO,
so it don't even matter. I know he be calling James Gunn every day.
Every fucking day, son.
Like, yeah, so...
I got this idea. Like, how do you
feel about... Black Adam 4, how do you feel about that? I have an idea. It's going to be me versus Shazam versus Superman. And Batman gets powers at some point. And he just jumps in there. And do we have the do you have that social media kid?
Is it possible to do this in a ring?
Hell in a Cell, all four of us. I think this is not wrestling. Yo, also, we got to be drinking Los Manos. Los Manos tequila.
Sponsored by my shit.
You get what I'm saying?
That's what starts the fight. I heard Superman talking trash about it.
It's the only alcohol that actually makes Superman drunk. Yeah, fuck The Rock. I love that nigga, man. He's amazing.
Oh, shit.
Mad emotions just happened just now. He's an amazing person, but fuck that.
No, honestly.
He's hilarious.
Like, but I will say, like, in all seriousness, if he's going to be a part of, like, DC's decision-making, I kind of trust that because he does listen to fans.
That's true.
There's fan service. He cares.
He's a fan too.
Exactly. And I feel like him being close friends with Henry and them having like the same manager and all that, I feel like that's a good for me. Cause you know, like the same way you don't fuck with Iron Man is the way I don't fuck with Superman. You know this. I've said this a million times on this podcast, but I love Man of Steel. And if we're gonna get a sequel out of this, I'm happy. Especially if this is the direction that we're going. We no longer have Walter Hamada there no more. This nigga's not like trying to, for whatever reason, sabotage these niggas. If that's what we're getting, I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I find there's hope for DC now compared to like, because before it was just a clusterfuck of whatever. Like, we had Wonder Woman 84, which I've never even went back to and I'm probably never gonna go watch again. Everything with Ezra Miller. We lost Ben Affleck for a while, even though it seems like he's coming back. I don't know. Aquaman got pushed back. Like, I'm hopeful that with The Rock there.
Because I never heard.
Yeah, like, I'm hopeful. I'll just say that. I'm hopeful now. Before, it was just like, if it looks good, I might go see it. But now, like, for the universe and, you know, the whole thing Zaslav was talking about, like, you know, having a whole creative aspect and a team to, like, really put together, like, a 10-year plan. Maybe I kind of believe it a little more now seeing this movie because the action in this movie, this is kind of what I want from DC. You can have a couple jokes, but I want to see niggas get fucked up. Like, these niggas are damn near gods. Like, I want to see niggas get hurt. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to it. Maybe if you bring Hawkman back, a little less copish. You know what I mean? Like, like, please. Like, well, other than that, like, I enjoyed the movie. It's a solid 3 out of 5.
I need the Black Green Lantern. Give me the Black Green Lantern.
Yo, honestly, we have an episode coming about that. Yeah, like, I want to talk about that because they did mention that we're getting the Green Lantern series that they were doing for HBO Max that was supposed to be Guy Gardner and what's my other son's name? It was a series based on them.
It's not Hal.
They canceled it. They were like, yo, it's literally just on my son.
John?
John. He's getting his own series. John's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they got you, Jamal.
Yeah. And, of course, like I said, this is why I'm hopeful. All this started happening after The Rock damn near became the fake CEO, nigga. Like,
because he's not even the fake CEO. He is the CEO.
I had a good joke, but I'm going to tell you after the podcast. All right, I don't want to get Dave Chappelle. So,
oh my God.
But no, like I do feel like it's very hopeful and I'm looking forward to it. Honestly, like I haven't felt that way about DC in a minute. Like it was just like, if it's cool, I'll go see it. But I didn't care about the universe like that anymore because it felt like they didn't care. But yeah. If they're going to do this and The Rock, if we could give The Rock a 3 out of 5, nigga, I'm looking for it, Man of Steel 2, nigga. There's no way that shit's getting a 3. That, that shit's got to be at least a 4, nigga. Like, there's no fucking way. There's no fucking way.
Be active,
exactly. There's no fucking way, son. There's no fucking way. But yeah, like honestly, that's all I really got for the movie. It's not like a deep introspective movie that needed like a lot going on.
That's a fact.
It's a three movie.
It's just a little fun movie.
It's fun. It has action scenes, you know what I mean? Like it's got cops if you like cops, you know what I mean?
It's mindless. It also has a wrestler who's like acting like a nigga out of time.
Yo.
Which is like what most wrestlers do. They facts. Just be like, yo, wrestlers are really good at just pretending like they're like out of touch.
Yeah.
Like, and that shit is hilarious to me.
But no, I enjoyed the movie. Shout out to DC for snapping 2 wrestlers. Niggas got John Cena killing his Peacemaker, nigga. Like, and that, yeah, they got The Rock now. Niggas
now we just need the Peacemaker and Black Adam.
Yo, talking shit, niggas? What?
Real quick, one episode. Yo.
That should be crazy, nigga.
That should be hilarious.
Yeah, any final words? What you got for me? So we can wrap. It could be about the movie, feelings, whatever.
Man. Nah, I'm going to save that for the final shit.
Okay.
Man, 3 out of 5, man.
3 out of 5.
Shout out to Rock for actually being a star in this movie.
Exactly. Yeah, he did his thing. And I do appreciate the supporting cast. As much as I'm giving, what's his name, shit cop for man, being cop hell, man. He but, did a good job being cop man. Being you know cop. What I mean? he made me hate him being a cop. So, like, he did his job.
He was a cop, though.
Bro, I'm not over it. Yeah, like, honestly, that's my final thoughts, too. Like, really, I enjoyed the movie. It's a good 3. I know people trashed it, but honestly, what do you expect? It's The Rock. It's The Rock being a superhero. Fuck. Like, what the fuck? You weren't going to get cinema, better than nigga.
Jungle Cruise, though.
Yep. You weren't going to get fucking cinema, nigga. Like, relax. It's 3. It's for Rock, for Dwayne Johnson, that's literally a 5, my nigga. Like,
yeah, that's a fact.
He got a solid 3 from this movie. It's a good movie. Yeah, so this has been another issue of the Mighty Metahumans, providing you with that high-quality nerd commentary. Subscribe, leave a review, tell a friend. Fuck with us on Patreon, I mean. Join the Gene Lannon community. Sign up for Dennis Plus. We got the Night Deviant podcast, you know what I mean? More episodes on the way. You could find us on the Mighty Metas across all social media sites. You know what I mean? YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Mm-hmm. Fucking Facebook. You find us everywhere, nigga. TikTok soon, eventually. Like, we going just everywhere, nigga. You can find me, Old Dirty Dennis, all on social media sites. That's OLDIRTYDENNIS. Etsy, you know what I mean? It's holiday season. Ho, 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 niggas. Get yourself some cards.
Spell that out for them.
Go to Etsy, you know what I mean? Go to the search engine. Type in Art by Den. 2 N's. You know what I mean? Get your boo some cars, you know what I mean? Get your ex some cars. Maybe you don't fuck with that nigga no more. Yo, get your Sneaky Link some cars. I got cars for Sneaky. I got cars for everything.
Get the nigga who just woke up from a 5,000-year nap to liberate your people a car, man. That nigga just helped y'all out.
Yo, I got the Black Adam car coming. Yo, yeah. Find me on Etsy, get cars, get prints, holiday season, get something for your loved ones, you know what I mean? You can find my man Colton.
The Colton Show _ on Twitter, if that shit still exists in a week, but it should be there. And then The Colton Show on everything else, Instagram, TikTok, Twitch. Yes. I got a website, thecultonshow.com.
Watch the shit, buy shit.
And shit. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, bro, send us home, give us a quote.
And now, the hierarchy of power in the DC universe is about to change. CEO Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Discovery Warner.
Yo, we out.